This is Archer of Archer.com. Today is Tuesday, December 22nd, 2009. And with me again is...
me.
And who are you?
Me.
You're the boyfriend. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good too. Well, we record on Sunday and I was going to get you to record with me again today because... tomorrow, you're leaving for New Orleans.
I am. I'm going home for Christmas.
How long are you going to be gone?
6 days.
I wonder if I will miss you.
I hope I miss you already.
I know you were missing me earlier. You were like starting to get all teary-eyed, I think. Were you?
I was, honey. We've had a wonderful, wonderful few days.
You've been stuck with me since Friday.
Well, we haven't been able to do anything because of the weather.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then tomorrow you're leaving Wednesday.
We've been catching up on our snuggles.
As if we were behind?
Well, honey, you can never have enough snuggles.
You mean you can never have too many snuggles? Or too much snuggles?
No, and snow snuggles is always special.
We've had lots of snow snuggles.
We have.
We certainly have. Okay, so what have we done since Sunday night? What did we do on Monday? That was yesterday. What did we do?
Well, I did the laundry.
Oh, yeah. Laundry, and we cleaned your house.
Archer has the cleanest panties in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, because I ran out of clothes, so the boyfriend had to wash some clothes for me so I'd be able to stay here for an extra couple extra days.
In fact, it was the talk of the laundry room. Everyone was wondering, where are those fragrant smells coming from? And, of course, I was folding Archer's delicate panties, and that's when everyone... concluded, oh, that's where that's coming from. Those are the freshest smelling panties in the entire city. And everyone gathered around and we were all smelling Archer's panties. It's true.
Honey, why are my panties delicate? I don't understand that.
Well, you like to wear your delicate under things. You know how you are.
Yeah, but they're just regular old underwear.
From Victoria's Secrets.
Oh, those. Okay, yes. All right.
You know, our personal boudoir panties.
Yeah. That you like to wear. No one gets to see.
Except for me.
That's right. So, we did laundry and...
Clean the house.
Didn't you make something? Didn't you cook something on Monday?
Black-eyed peas.
What for that? Black-eyed peas for?
New Year's Eve,
you're hoping to have anywhere from 7 to 10 people over?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. But now, in the afternoon on Monday, we went... Didn't we take a little walk up the street?
We didn't go very far.
We went up to the...
I had to go to the bank.
But we also went up to that little indoor mall.
Mm-hmm.
What was that place called? Indoor mall?
Vauxhall Square.
Oh. Hey, I'm yawning. Can you believe that? Because I guess I'm tired. Or I'm big fatty. We went in there, and then we went to Chef Jeff's for dinner, and we had a bottle of wine, and, oh, I had a pizza. What did you have?
Pizza.
You had a pizza, too?
Yeah.
What'd you have?
What kind? I had a vegetarian pizza.
Oh, I forget that. There were a lot of, I know why, because there were a lot of cute men in there.
Yep.
And now you're yawning.
I am. That's contagious.
You think we're tired?
No, we're just lazy.
Oh, you know why we're yawning? Because we're laying on your bed.
And we didn't do afternoon snuggles.
We did not, because we were out. Now, today, what did we do today?
You vacuumed.
Vacuumed? Was that today?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you cleaned yesterday.
No, I did the dusting and all today. We cleaned bathrooms yesterday.
Oh, okay. So, we cleaned this morning, and, gosh, the day went so fast, I don't remember.
And then we walked up to the cathedral to look at the pretty Christmas decorations, and the beautiful flowers. It's full of beautiful flowers. And no one asked us to help. They had volunteers there making these beautiful arrangements, and no one asked us if we wanted to help.
I think they were setting up for Christmas Eve, don't you think?
Well, yeah, but they could have. We could have helped.
They have a service on Christmas Eve, right?
Yeah, midnight mass.
Okay.
Or midnight service.
But we actually went there to see the...
the nativity scenes.
The nativity scenes. Now, can you explain to the listeners why we have to go to see the nativity scenes?
Because you get to vote on your favorite nativity scene.
But explain, where are they from? What do they do?
I mean, they're from all over the world. And they have various cabinets set up. And the various nativity scenes are on display in these viewing cases. And they're from all over. From Thailand, from Bosnia, from El Salvador, from America, all over.
And they just send them to the cathedral?
No, it's part of people's collections that they donate to the exhibit.
Oh, I see. Okay. So then they have you always on display, and you go around, you look at them all, and then you decide which one you like best.
Yes.
And you get to vote by writing your vote in this book.
Yes.
What do they do with the book?
Probably throw it away when it's all over with.
So there's not a winner?
No.
Then why do you need to tell them your favorite?
I don't know, so they know what your favorite is.
And what was your favorite?
My favorite was Belgium.
And why was it your favorite?
Because it had a Romanesque quality to it. It's very simple.
Oh.
I liked it.
Mine was the Netherlands, because they had evergreen trees with snow on them. And I liked that.
They look like Hummel figurines.
They did. You're right, they did. Then after that, we walked down Wisconsin Avenue and saw our house that we want. And then we went to, what's that store called? River House.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were going to go to Cafe Deluxe for lunch slash dinner. But the boyfriend insisted on going
to
Two Amy's Pizza
just
for dinner.
You had pizza last night.
I know, and you just said, I want to have pizza again.
No, you did.
That's what he said. And I said, honey, we cannot have pizza two nights in a row. That's too much cheese for my system. But you begged, and you begged, and I said, okay, finally, let's go.
You have such a pretend, live in a pretend world.
I know,
that is not what happened, and you know it. You wanted pizza.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do.
So anyway, I gave in, and we went to Two Amy's and had pizza. And we had a bottle of wine there, too. Now, the boyfriend has taken to wanting to build this database of wine that we have at restaurants. So I have to take pictures of the bottles now. And I try to explain to him that there is an iPhone app for that.
But we don't have iPhones, and we don't need iPhones.
But we don't have iPhones yet.
And we don't need them.
Yet.
We never use them. We never talk on cell phones.
But I would use all the other stuff of the cell phone.
You don't even use the iTouch.
It doesn't have a phone.
When you got that iTouch, you had to have it. Because it had all of these useful things that you didn't always have all the time. You never use it.
Honey, it's first of all,
you
it's 3 years old.
You have I'll you give it to didn't you if you use want it when it was new. You didn't use it when it was not so new. You don't use it now that it's old.
I have never used it. I'll say one thing. Birds. We have that bird app on there.
Yeah, that's the only thing you've used it for.
No, we've used it for other things too. Okay. Anyway.
No, you haven't.
The point is, the boyfriend wants to make this wine database of bottles of wine that we enjoyed that we have, so we can look for again.
Well, we always enjoy wines when we go out to dinner, and then when we go to the wine shop, we can never remember what the bottle of wine was.
Right. So there's an application on the iPhone. I don't know the name, but I can't think of it, but I know someone sent it to me. And you can take a picture of the wine bottle that you like, and you can write your notes in there, and you can, you know, file it under goodbye, you know, whatever. You can choose your categories, whatever. Then when we're in the wine store next time, I can pull up the application and see which bottles of wine you're talking about, and we can look for them. I did get a good picture of the one for tonight, too.
Okay.
So, anyway. After that, where did we go? Oh, we went to the wine store.
Yeah, but they didn't have the wine we were looking for.
No, they didn't have that one. Then we went to, I don't know the name of that other store, too. That last place.
Oh, yeah, that has all the fancy things.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's a store that has a lot of pretty things. And the boyfriend likes to look at pretty things. And we were browsing through there, and I saw a cookie jar that was in the shape of a Christmas tree.
Because I don't have a Christmas cookie jar.
And I said, oh, honey, look, this would be perfect for you. And then I picked it up and looked at the price, and it was $70 for a cookie jar. But it was very pretty. And I said, well, it's not $70 worth of pretty. So then I saw a sign when we got toward the front. The boyfriend was buying some napkins or something. Got to the front, and it said 20% off all Christmas items. So I said to the lady, does that 20% off apply to that ceramic Christmas tree cookie jar? And she said, it sure does. And I said, I'll take it.
Yeah, hi.
You're yawning again.
I know. Dear. It's very pretty. It's a very pretty. And we just make Christmas cookies.
Well, we did that the other day, too. Yeah. Oh, did we already tell about it? Was that on
Sunday?
I think
we did.
Yeah. So we took those Christmas cookies that we made on Sunday and put them in the cookie jar as soon as we brought it home. And now you have this beautiful cookie jar that you can use every year.
Christmas cookies.
You're going to have to make Christmas cookies every year now. Will you remember to do that?
Well, yeah, honey. Now that we're experts at it.
They are good. We've almost eaten all of them.
I know. They're very good.
Now, Monday night we watched a Christmas movie, didn't we?
Oh, we did.
Miracle on 34th Street.
Yes.
But we also finished watching... Oh, no, we finished watching Miracle on 34th Street. But didn't we watch another movie?
Holiday Inn. That was the night before.
Holiday Inn.
We only watched one movie.
Oh, did we watch... Oh, I know. Then I forced you to watch Intervention and Hoarders.
Oh, God. It's disgusting.
What did you think of those shows?
It's pathetic. These are pathetic... Why? I mean, I just... Why is it entertaining to watch people in pathetic circumstances put their horrible lives on view for everyone to watch? I don't get it.
Well, as I told you, I like to watch it because it shows me how my life isn't anywhere near as bad as these people's
lives.
Honey,
do you think you have a bad life?
No, but we know, but some people, sometimes they get down about whatever's going on, like, you know, whatever, school's a bitch or whatever, and I think, oh.
Well, that's just the day-to-day realities of life.
That's what I mean.
These are people who drink 12 beers before they... First of all, most of them don't have jobs. It's when they get out of bed, they have a beer. And then they guzzle, a fifth of whatever. And then they...
Smoke meth, crystal meth.
And then they snort cocaine. And then they have 12 more beers. And then it's all this weeping and crying and sobbing. And
well, that's not the intervention part.
Well, it's just pathetic. And then the hoarders are even worse. They don't even think they have a problem living in junk and filth.
The hoarders, that one really is. That's amazing. Those people, they have all that crap in their houses.
Well,
anyway.
They're train wrecks.
They are train wrecks.
I don't find it entertaining.
But I made you watch those shows. But you were just as mesmerized by it as I was. You sat there and watched just as much.
That's not like I had a choice.
And then I'm like, honey, we've got to go to bed. So we went to bed. And now tomorrow we have to get up a little bit earlier, right? Well, we can't sleep until 9 o'clock like we did today.
Well, no.
Because we got to get him up and get him to the airport. And I hope that the airport's running smoothly enough. You're yawning for the third time.
Because we're lying in bed, honey. We're doing this. We're lying in bed, so we're yawning, and I think we should snuggle.
But, honey, it's not even that late. It's like 7:40, 7:30.
Well, we can do early snuggles.
Are we watching anything on TV tonight? Do you have any plans to watch anything on TV tonight?
Oh, I don't know. I thought we were going to watch Shop Around the Corner.
Oh, yeah, we can watch a movie. Okay, then I'll have to get this podcast done. But now, what are you going to do while you're gone?
Lots of family things. What are you going to do?
I'm going to stay in my house, and I'm not going to shave for a week. I'm going to watch a lot of Christmas movies. I'm going to play on my website and create podcasts, and that's about it. Is that enough?
I think that's enough.
All right. Well, this is probably the very last podcast that the boyfriend's going to be on. Well, it's definitely the last podcast boyfriend's going to be on in 2009. But it's not my last Well, maybe not. Wait a minute. Why do I say that? Well, yeah, probably so. But I will definitely do more podcasts while the boyfriend's gone. God, he's just yawning again for the fourth time.
It's time for snuggles.
There's my nose. All right. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
No.
All right. I guess that means we should go. All right, boys and girls, that's all for today. Until next time.
Happy holidays. Bye.
Bye.